Chocolateita. Great show coming up this week from West Palm Beach, a whole new New Year's Eve on the beach exclusive, and the coffee scene in West Palm Beach, as well as new music from Mod Dog, all coming up next.
Welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan, and this is our New Year's Eve beach edition of Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is my podcast for every week, come to you from a different town on the road with the circus. And the circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee, and always try to bring this to you unscripted, unedited. So if I say something that makes me sound like a seagull with avian bird flu, well, I put it up there anyways. So, special show this week. I'm sitting here on the beach in Palm Beach, Florida, and it's quite windy. I hope you can hear this with all the wind and the waves and the seagulls and lifeguards yelling at the crazy people in the surf going on here. It's a New Year's Eve, as I said, here Sunday morning, and what a beautiful day here. We're playing West Palm Beach this week, and I'm in Palm Beach, Florida, which is just east here. It's actually an island that's right on the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm sitting here on the beach, and you're actually sitting here with me wherever you're listening from. And it's a windy day, but it's clouds, lots of cumulus clouds floating about, and the ocean is the surf is pretty high because the wind. They got the surf warning out today for the wind being so high, and we got the seagulls, and not too many people on the beach this New Year's Eve. I'd say there's maybe 15 people at most on the beach here. And so the beach is kind of on three tiers. It's not flat like I'm used to seeing, say, like Virginia Beach or even up at Daytona. I guess it's the way they had the beach built up. There's so beautiful day, windy day. There's a cruise ship going by out way out there at sea, so probably some people on a New Year's cruise, and so good things. I'm just sitting here on the beach towel with my coffee. I have a nice have my thermos of the Harbor Roast. I'll tell you about where I got that this week, and so I got my coffee here, French press, of course, fresh, and got my baguette and some fruit preserve, so that makes Circus Boy a happy boy. That's all I need. Give me a beach and a baguette and some coffee and some fruit preserves and a microphone so I can do a podcast. So, but any case, so we're in West Palm Beach this week, and I have to say the coffee scene is slim to none here, which I, you know, I was a little disappointed about. Like, just to give you a little bit of background, West Palm Beach, if you ever visit here, it's definitely how would you say, I'd say it's a pretty well-to-do community, a lot of gated communities, a lot of shopping, a lot of resort, like timeshare type of places. And that's in West Palm Beach. Really, you have, if you start at the ocean where I'm at now, you have Palm Beach, which is an island, and very exclusive, very huge mansions on the water. I mean, if you come over here, I encourage you to drive down the down the what they call Ocean Boulevard and just look at the houses. I mean, it's something like you'd see on, I don't know, like the French Riviera or like, you know, Italian villas. It's just, they're amazing houses. So that's Palm Beach. And then when you go across the water there, you are in West Palm Beach, and that's where the main downtown is. And then you keep going west and you hit you hit Royal Palm Beach, and then you hit Wellington. So it's all kind of, and then you go, if you go south, there's Boynton Beach, and even beyond that is Miami. It's about an hour north of Miami here on the east side of Florida. So that's kind of where it's located. And if you do come here, I'd recommend checking out City Place. That's kind of the big, I don't know if you call it tourist thing to do. I mean, besides the ocean, of course. A lot of golfing here, too. If you like golfing, you'd be in in golfing paradise. I've seen a lot of golf courses around. But yeah, if you do venture this way, get down to West Palm Beach downtown, I'd recommend going to check out City Place. It's kind of like a little, I don't know, like a little plan tourist shopping place. There's a theater down there, lots of fancy stores if you like to shop, some decent eating places. They have a Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, and there's a couple cafes down there, some stores like Anthropology, and some other shopping. So that's kind of the attraction downtown. They're definitely doing a lot of work to fix up the downtown, but other than that, that's pretty much all that I've found that West Palm Beach is known for. Is, you know, it's obviously the ocean being the big attraction. And what's her name? I believe it's something Lepore. She's also from here. She's the inventor of the butterfly ballot. You know, the one with the hanging chads and such. So yeah, she's from here as well. So the inventor of the butterfly ballot and the hanging chads is from West Palm Beach. Who knew? There's your random tidbit for the day. But this is a coffee podcast. Enough about West Palm Beach. What's the coffee scene like here? More importantly, that's what we want to know. Well, like I said, it's the coffee scene is really slim to none. I did a search. You have your normal smattering of Starbucks. There was a Barney's Coffee and Tea that I visited last year. This is actually my first repeat town since I've been on tour over a year now, and my first town that I've repeated. And I have to the coffee place that was here last year is now out of business, so I guess the turnover is pretty high here. Other than that, I checked out, what was that? I guess three places. There was a place I ran into by accident called Coffee Plus. I don't have the reviews with me today, so I'll read them next week. Exciting show next week, by the way. But there's Coffee Plus. There's a place in City Place there, a cafe. And there was also a French cafe downtown, Le Bonjour Cafe or something to that effect. Which was in downtown West Palm Beach. And neither of those places knocked my socks off. I think the highest was maybe like a 3.3 at most. Nothing too exciting or exhilarating there. So if you're coming to West Palm Beach, don't expect good coffee. You can find average coffee. But that's pretty much the scene here, as far as coffee goes. So yeah, so that's been about my week. We've had a really heavy week in West Palm Beach, and we started here on Tuesday, I believe it was, and we've been playing two shows every day, and we had three yesterday, and we got two more today. So a very heavy week. And before that, I was up at my parents' place in Pennsylvania. And I have to say, I'm sorry I didn't get a podcast out last week, but between driving and getting back in shape here, getting the lips back in shape for the shows this week, and all the holiday fun and cheer. I didn't get one put together. But good news, I now have an internet card. So Circus Boy is totally mobile with the internet. No more depending on cafes for Wi-Fi or trying to, I don't know. I have to admit, I'll be honest, there have been times when I've been so desperate for internet that I've driven the RV into a housing development and see if there are any open Wi-Fi signals. I know that's terrible, but it's what can I say? I mean, when you're traveling, you know, 48 weeks out of the year, it's kind of hard when you need to keep in touch and pay bills and such. But now I have a Wi-Fi card, and we'll see how that goes. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll even look at doing a Skype podcast and having some people over on Skype. So yeah. So coming up in the next couple weeks, exciting things. Oh, first, I have an exciting announcement, very exciting announcement. During my time off over the holidays, I finally got the coffee blog, which was kind of the whole purpose of this thing to begin with, up and running and more, I guess, collated, you could say. I have, I think, about 100 coffee shops up there now. I have about 200 reviews, but I don't have them all up. And yeah, if you go to the HTTP semicolon double backslash, then type in bestmochalatte.blogspot.com. That was the original coffee blog before the podcast. I had even conceived of a podcast. That was the original coffee record, if you will. I have everything listed by state. And I guess the original concept was to, you know, if people are traveling somewhere, they could just go on there and, you know, look at the state and say, oh, you know, what coffee shops are in this town? And check it out and see a picture of the place and get a review of the drinks. And eventually I want to get reviews of the cafe, just kind of like, you know, what's the seating like? Do they have Wi-Fi? All that kind of, do they do sandwiches? Or is it just strictly a coffee place? Excuse me. So that's in the works in the future, but that may come a few months down the road for the extended reviews on there, but yeah, go check it out, see what you like. The bean scale is also over there, and you can find what the rating on the bean scale is, and yeah, so good stuff, very good stuff on there. So that's a big thing on there. So yeah, that's the biggest news for this week. And then coming up and also the coming weeks, we are going to be in, we're traveling a lot, actually. Fort Myers, Florida, is next week. And the following week, we are in... then we have a few days off, and I'm going to go visit the Red Show guys in Tampa. They just put together a new show. Got finished with Winter Quarters there. And Winter Quarters, for those of you who are new to the circus, when I say Winter Quarters, that's every two... I guess it's about 2 years. Each unit, there's three units on the road, the red, the blue, and the gold. Each circus unit puts together a brand new show, and it's a brand new show, and that way they can alternate tour routes, and so they can have a circus going to a town every year and have a different show in that town every year. So it's a pretty cool concept. That I think it was Irvin Feld actually came up with back in the 60s when he bought Ringling. But in any case, the Red Unit just finished up with their Winter Quarters, put a new show together, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've heard through the rumor mills, pretty exciting show, good stuff going on. So yeah, I'll be checking that out next week. And then the week after that, we're in Lakeland, Florida, then Sarasota, Florida, which is the home of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey. May do a podcast from the Circus Museum. I don't know. We'll see. And the following week after that, we are in Daytona Beach, I believe. And then after that, we're up in Charlotte, North Carolina for 2 weeks. And then after that, we go head out west, like Texas and so forth. So yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up. And next week also, I'm really excited about this. good friend of mine, Ted McRae, you're gonna have to tune in and check us out. He's a really cool guy. He's been a lion tamer. He's worked with alligators, snakes. I worked with him last year. He was our ringmaster, and he did gators last year, and then was the ringmaster. And just really cool guy. I mean, he's done everything from Ringling to Universal Circus to I don't know, but he's a lot of fun. He's some crazy. I don't know how crazy you think your life is, or even my life, but take that and multiply it times three, and that's Ted. He's a really cool guy. He's good people, and he has some crazy. I'll have to see if I can get him to tell the story about the lion and the cage, and or he had to put a lion. He had to basically scare a lion. It was feeding time, and one of the lions was making the other lions rowdy, and so he went in there and had to, like, I don't know, it's a pretty crazy story. But he's going to be on the podcast next week, and he loves coffee. So who doesn't? Yeah, who doesn't love coffee? So I'm excited to have him on here and talk to him, and he's going to be our special guest next week. So tune in next week for Ted McRae, our special guest. And the week following that, I'm going to try to get some of the guys from the Red Show, and see how our parallel circus universe over there, what coffee's like, and all that fun stuff. So yeah, that's coming up in the next couple weeks. So these seagulls are really seagulls are vicious. They're not fooling around. Wow. So if you come to Palm Beach, watch out for the seagulls. Bring a hat. That's all I have to say. But so that about finishes up the podcast for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and I want to say on this this special New Year's Eve edition, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Did I miss anything? Or a Happy Christmas, as they say in Great Britain, or Wesołe Świąt, as they say in Poland, or what do they say in Germany? I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. And the happy holidays to everyone out there listening, and Happy New Year. I hope your New Year is full of lots of good things and lots of coffee. Good coffee. And I hope you try in the new year, try out some some new drinks, and maybe push your comfort level on coffee and discover a new, a new kind of coffee that you like. So as official last podcast of 2006 for the best mocha latte search in the world, I'm going to leave you with a new one from Mod Dog, and I'm going to call this West Palm Beach Coffee, because there was no coffee in West Palm Beach. It's kind of a soothing tune that he just made with his new Logic program on the computer. So until next week, for 2006, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye. Happy New Year.